Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم.
Pharaoh said to the eminent ones around him, indeed, this is a learned magician.
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون.
He wants to drive you out of your land by his magic. So what do you advise?
As you were with us, dear listeners, previously we were discussing the 34th and 35th verses of this chapter Shu'ara. قَالَ لِلْمَلَئِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Pharaoh said to the chiefs around him, verily, this is a skilled sorcerer, يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ, who intends to drive you out of your land with his sorcery, بِسِحْرِهِ, فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. So, what do you command? So, when Moses brought forth these two miracles, I mean, casting down the rod and then it being changed into a great serpent, and of course bringing out his hand shining white, the first thing that Pharaoh does is that he says to the companions that Moses is a very skillful and knowing wizard, forgetting about the fact that he had previously accused him with being mad. And then Pharaoh, in order to mobilize the audience against Moses, continues, يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُم بِسِحْرِهِ, who intends to drive you out of your land with his sorcery. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. So what do you command? This is that very Pharaoh who knew all the territory of Egypt as his very own sovereignty and was saying, is not mine the sovereignty of Egypt and these rivers flowing under me? Can you not then discern? But now that he saw his government was going to be overthrown, he totally forgot his exclusive rulership of this region, and he counted it as people's property and implied that their country was facing danger and they had to find a way to defend it. Pharaoh, who did not listen to anyone's words 1 hour ago and was always an unrestrained ruler and no one could oppose him, was now so miserable that he told his companions to provide a command. He is asking for others for help. He demands a humble and hopeless counseling. It is understood from the other verses of the Holy Quran, like the 110th verse of chapter A'raf, that the companions started counseling and they were so panicked that they could not think. And every one of them asked one another, "Now what do you command? What do you think?" So this is the tradition of all oppressors in all ages. When they can control everything, they count everything as their own property and everyone as their own slaves. When they see that their tyrannical kingdom is going to be subdued and it is in danger, they abandon their previous method and they resort to people and their opinions. They count country as people's country, everything as the property of people, and they respect people's opinions. But when the storm abates, they return to their previous behaviors.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Up to now, dear listeners, we have seen how Pharaoh reacted to Moses in different situations. At first, he tried to belittle and abase Moses. He says, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا. We were the ones who cherished you among us. Then he mocked him. إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. You are of the madman. And then he threatened him. إِنْ لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. I will certainly imprison you. Then accusing him with being a sorcerer. إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. You are a very skillful sorcerer. And now he charges Moses with conspiracy. يُرِيدُ أَن يُخْرِجَكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُمْ. He wants to drive you people out of your land. And this is how the ruthless oppressors react to pure logic and arguments. And now, in our time, in our age, we also see that many kings and rulers counted all country as their own property. When everything is good and okay, they even ordered those who opposed them to leave the country and said that a lost land is vast and they could go anywhere. And they used to say, "This is our order and no one can disobey it." But now they are totally diminished. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.